Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got to run to keep rolling. And I'm back.
McMonagle here with you. I got you for 5 hours on our five-hour midnight ride as we take you to 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. We got Rami Lavi still hanging out on the other side. Fleegs coming in. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. As we're watching the end of the Knick game, 106-103. Once that ends, we will get into instant reaction on that because not a great game from the New York Knicks against a team down there, two stars in Dallas, in the Dallas Mavericks, and a game that they have shot poorly, a game in which the bench has played poorly, a game in which this coach has thrown out a bunch of different variations of this team. Defensively, there's been some letdowns. Obviously, Brunson back for his first game, so we'll get into the Knicks. Well, this is one of those hodgepodge kind of five-hour shows. We got a little bit of everything. Obviously, just heard in the updates, the starting quarterbacks, and you know, I do want to just start there because you want to try to still salvage a football season here. You still want to feel like there's a reason to watch on Sunday. And we'll get into whether or not Lamar Jackson, who didn't practice again today or yesterday now, Wednesday, if he's going to play for the Ravens and if the Jets have a chance to win the football game. But you just heard in the update from both coaches on their quarterback situation. And obviously, we've had a couple of days to talk about this. It's nice to hear the actual coach give us the information, as opposed to leaks and everything else. And he was actually pretty, I thought he handled it fairly well. He came on, he the press conference, he gives you the injuries. He even joked about why you're laughing, because he knew what the first question was. It was a much more tame Aaron Glenn, who knew what was coming, and the situation had already been leaked. We heard from, you know, players on the Jets already, so he told the team on Monday, he announced, and that Tyrod Taylor is going to be the quarterback moving forward. And it's 100% the right decision. It's 100% the right decision for a bunch of different reasons. And we just heard, like, this is not the end of Justin Fields either. Like, we just heard him mention that. Tyrod Taylor has not been able to stay healthy for how long? Forever. Like, the reason we all know Tommy DeVito's name is because Tyrod Taylor can't stay healthy. But this Jet team, whether they're better off losing or not, and you know how I feel, they're better off losing the football game. I get nothing from beating the Ravens. Nothing. Absolutely nothing from the third win of the season this late in the game. A week before Thanksgiving, the third win of the year means absolutely nothing to me. This is about the better draft pick. This is about what they've done since the trade deadline. Since they've acquired all those picks to the trade deadline, this is setting up towards the draft. And as much as I think the quarterback that gives them the best chance to lose is Justin Fields, you also have to evaluate this team. And that is without question the main reason they're doing this. Not because of Justin Fields. It shouldn't even be about the best chance to win. This is about this is a new wide receiver core that you just brought in. You just acquired and have now, started to develop a wide receiving core full of young, talented kids who either didn't fit in Philadelphia or didn't fit in Indianapolis, and you're trying to find out what you have as a football team. You're trying to find out who's going to fight for you. You're trying to find out who can battle when the game is close. And right now, the only way to see what an offense could actually look like in the NFL is to go to Tyrod Taylor. It is the only thing to do. It is the only thing to allow this football team to put on tape an actual offense and not have, all the numbers we go through every week, whether it's the limited amount of passing yards in the first half or the just overall offense in the first half. You have to evaluate this team by actually giving them a quarterback who can throw the football and function inside an NFL offense. You have to. And then you get to the New York Giants, and somehow there is a conversation, and I still hear it. I still hear it from my Giant fan friends that he shouldn't play, that Jackson Dart shouldn't play, that Jackson Dart should take the rest of the season off. We know what he is. Why risk it? I still don't trust that this team, obviously, with everything else going on, right? With everything else going on. You don't trust this coaching staff now with Kafka, who has still led to the same issues. Right, the game went exactly the same as it did with Brian Daboll. You have the same issues of, leaks in the media, the two reports that came out, whether it was defining what happened with Carter through leaks, or the idea that the team is trying to, justify how they've handled the young cornerback through the leak, the story that broke Sunday morning with Adam Schefter. Like, you've got leaks, you've got losing. You've got players taking to Twitter. You got the thing with, I don't want to get into the Cam Scataboo thing again. I'm tired of that conversation. I think it was stupid, okay? I'm sorry. If I get another person saying, I guess he can't walk out of his house. Like, walking out of his house is the same thing as shoving professional wrestlers on one foot. You people drive me nuts.
Oh, I guess he can't cross the street. I guess he can't drive a car.
No, he can't drive a car. He's got one leg. If you can't drive a car, you can't push a WWE star. It's that simple. But you have all that circling this team. But here's the thing. And I know Jackson Dart is the saving grace of everything. And we talk so much about this coaching job. And we'll continue to take your calls on who should be the next coach of the New York Giants at 888-808-1019. And we'll get into some of the different names and everything that's gone on with this team and how he is what makes this a promising job. What makes for me, and I don't know how you feel, but I would rather have Jackson Dart than all the first round picks in the land. Like, so for me going forward, yeah, the Giants are in a better position. As ugly as it's been, as much as I've talked about how they've morphed into being the New York Jets, and one just, I think I used the term yesterday, amalgamation of disaster or whatever I used. Like, they've all kind of just become one terrible New York football scene. Because of Jackson Dart, the New York Giants have a bright future, at least what we potentially view as a bright future. And it feels like so many people are afraid of something happening, right? Cam Scataboo's allowed to do anything, I get it, but God forbid you actually let, he's allowed to go on Raw and push guys around with a half a foot, but the quarterback can't play football. And I know he's the shining star, and I know he's what is the only thing that we're looking forward to. I get it. But we don't know about Jackson Dart yet. I can yell about it. You can yell about it. We can make our assumptions. We can watch the game. It's been terrific. He's played extremely well. There is no doubt about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But when you're a rookie, like, every single snap is so important. And it's not just the evaluation process, because we know he's the starting quarterback next year. We know that they're going to bank on it. Now, what happens next year with the new coach, to the point I've been trying to make all freaking season long since he took over, whatever happens with the coach next year, well, that will happen next year. But you can't be afraid, and you can't sit this kid. As Kafka told you, he's healthy, he plays. You still have to evaluate him. You still have to work on him with things. You still want to see him now with hopefully Isaiah Hodgins and an offensive line that probably played its best game. That probably played its best game we have seen in I don't know how long. A decade? 12 years? I thought the offensive line was imposing their will last week against the Green Bay Packers. That running attack and the ferocity at which they were able to push the pile 9 yards on a quarterback sneak from Jameis Winston, that's as well as the offensive line has played all year and possibly all decade, and certainly probably since Tom Coughlin. So, as the season goes along, you're going to have to coach him to get down, no doubt. But you're putting him in front of what is probably the best offensive line we've seen. Now you've added Hodgins, who I think, honestly, is their best wide receiver weapon they've had since Neighbors went down inside this offense, where he obviously feels comfortable. You've got a run game that was really working. Go build something. Because as much as I tell you it's about the draft pick and it's about acquiring that young quarterback, they don't have to. It's still about the draft pick. And I told you last week, I didn't mind that they lost to Green Bay, because to me, it's not about building with the team. It's not about building with this coach, because he's probably not the coach. It's not about building with the quarterback, because he's not going to be the starting quarterback. As long as Jackson Dart's not on the field, it's not about winning. It's about losing. It's about tanking. It's about getting the pick. But with Jackson Dart on the field, I do believe you can build something. You can build something. You can have this team believe in him. And I know that they already feel that way. And we've heard Illuminor talk about him as soon as he took over, pretty much. And the coach, Brian Daboll, before he was fired, talked about him being the leader of the team already as soon as he stepped foot on the field. And we all saw it, him and Scadaboo in particular, just completely changing the feel of the team. But that can't just end now with the concussion and all these weeks of not playing him. So I don't think the Giants are even considering it. I don't think anybody inside football would even suggest this, but I continue to hear the idea that because he got hurt, and here's the other thing on it. Like, I am very concerned about concussions. I don't want to belittle the injury at all. Concussions are scary. We know how it affects you long-term as well as short-term. Like, I'm not saying throw caution to the wind. Who cares? He had a concussion. If he is having any sort of side effects or any ramifications still, then absolutely do not play him. But it feels like he's trending towards playing. And I understand he runs a lot, but I know it's been so long since Giant fans have been able to hold on to anything. But the instant reaction to try and put this kid in bubble wrap because he had a concussion, I don't ever remember anyone, like, they had a neck injury with Daniel Jones. And I don't ever remember, oh, my God, you can't play him. Like, it was like, as soon as he's healthy, get out there. But with Jackson Dart, it feels like there's some sort of narrative that you have to put him in bubble wrap. You have to save him from the Giants. You have to save him from himself. He's got to go play football. He's got to go be a rookie. He's got to go make rookie mistakes and get it out of his system. He's got to go build something with this team, a belief in who he is and what this offense can be. And I cannot believe the narrative that anybody would not want to see him on the field as soon as he is humanly possible, as soon as he is absolutely ready. Now, he can't be diving headfirst for the extra yard. He can't be taking on contact on the sidelines. He can't be doing things. I still think you run him. That's his game. All right, you limit it a little bit, and certainly if a game gets out of reach one way or another, and we doubt it's going to be by the Giants being up by a ton, but if the game gets out of reach, if there is, if there's garbage time or like, all right, yeah. But if they're in a game against the Lions, which let's be honest, even the Lions, they have been in a lot of these games for the most part. I expect them to keep it somewhat competitive. That's what they've been able to do. You've got to have him out there. He has not figured out anything. He is not guaranteed to be anything. Like, you need to see Jackson Dart play football. You need to build something with him. You need to go out there and trust him, trust in his ability, trust that he's getting the message that he's got to treat this game differently and treat his ability to run the football differently and allow him to go out there and continue to prove why he's as, why we think he's as special as he is. He's got to be out there for building purposes, and Tyrod Taylor's got to be out there for the same reason. The Jets need to evaluate what they have, and you can't do that with Justin Fields. And that leads into the conversation about this regime trusting Justin Fields and paying him the money and for it to take this long and all that. And we'll get to it at 888-808-1019. The Knicks have now a three-point lead, 112-109 with 31 seconds left. A huge three from Landry Shamet as Dallas will take the ball. A game that shouldn't be this close, a game that has a lot of different things to it. And a game that hopefully the Knicks can find a way to polish off here in the last 30 seconds. And as soon as it does, Knick fans, turn right here. If you're listening, that means you've already have turned right here. So don't leave. Don't leave, because we're talking Knicks. Tell your friends. Tell your buddies we're talking Knicks as soon as this game ends. We're also getting into the football conversation. And of course, we got to talk about Brian Cashman. I was in the newsroom listening to some things and doing some things, and apparently, I don't know, did I get called out or I have to defend my Brian Cashman love? I will. I will. I got 5 hours tonight. I'll do anything you want.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.